In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At Easter, we witness the greatest transfer of power in the history of the world. Greater than the American Revolution, or any revolution for that matter. Greater than the more peaceful transfer of power from one American president to the next. This was the transfer of royal cosmic power to reign and rule over all creation, something only the maddest of men have ever contemplated. Martin Luther saw it that way in his Easter hymn, "Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bands." He sees the enemy wearing the crown of his reign of sin and death in this world, now taken and transformed by God, as he writes, "Christ Jesus, God's own Son, came down, his people to deliver. Destroying sin, he took the crown from death's pale brow forever. Stripped of power, no more it reigns. An empty form alone remains. Its sting is lost forever. Alleluia." Luther admits that this was no ordinary warfare as between nations of the earth, but of the greatest forces behind everything else that happens in this world. This war employed no Scud, no Tomahawk, no nuclear missiles. It was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life. The reign of death was ended. Holy Scripture plainly saith that death is swallowed up by death. Its sting is lost forever. Alleluia. Today we are called again to make the most amazing discovery and sound forth the most earth-shaking confession that the reign of death is over. It was a strange and dreadful strife. So is Christ's victory ending the reign of death strange and dreadful, because for all the joy of this day, we see that death is still around. Death still plagues us. Oh my, how it plagues us. For it interrupts life and hope. It interrupts when death takes a loved one, whether it be by so-called natural causes, as in old age, or by tragedy or disaster, innocent or not, on the freeway, on the lake, or in a classroom, or in the random victim of chemical war. Death reigns among demonic forces of terrorism or tyranny. Yeah, death is still real. But what is death? Does it not intrude even in more seemingly mundane ways, as in illness or injury? Is it not behind the death of human relationships? Think not only of murder or suicide, but also of divorce or anger or envy. At times it seems hopeless, and we cry to God in the words of St. Paul, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" But remember the very next words of that epistle, the words of faith, even in any strange and dreadful strife, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord." Those are the words of an Easter faith. It is Jesus Christ our Lord who delivers us from this body of death. Many are afraid of death. Did you catch the theme of fear in today's Easter Gospel? The women were going back to anoint the body of their dead Messiah. As they were going, a great earthquake happened. We're told that they discovered it was the result of an angel of the Lord who came and rolled the stone back and sat on it at the entrance of the tomb. Further, we're told that it was for fear of this angel that even the Roman guards trembled and became like dead men. They either passed out or were stunned. Anyway, everyone was afraid. How many of you are afraid this morning? Probably right now, not many. But what if you knew and saw and witnessed your Lord suffering, crucified, dead, and buried in the past few days? Hope dashed, faith gone. Ever been there? Can you imagine being one of the women who saw the angel and being told, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said." And then, "Come, see the place where he lay." That is, had lain. "He's not there. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead." But these had never had a seminary training. They'd never been taught how to preach or taken a 13-week course in how to evangelize. We are supposed to tell others that Jesus is risen from the dead? When's the last time you told anyone about Jesus' resurrection? The biggest point is in the angel's words, "Do not be afraid of anything." Then Jesus himself appeared to them and they worshiped him, and Jesus told them, "Do not be afraid." What is it about our fears? Have you ever been afraid to tell somebody that you believe in Jesus, that you're a Christian, that Jesus actually lives and reigns in the world today? Afraid that you will be made fun of, or doubted, or considered one of those religious fanatics? Yes, you may. What did those first women think? What did the first disciples think? And yet, isn't it something? For all their reluctance and fear, that 2 centuries after these historic events, we should have the same doubts? No. We should have the same faith and assurance and conviction. Today, we receive and accept the witness of all those who have gone before us, from the apostles Peter, Andrew, James, and John, who ate with the Lord, the risen Lord, to centuries of the early church fathers, to Martin Luther, to, let's see, C.F.W. Walther, Franz Pieper, J.A.O. Preuss, Ralph Bowman, Al Berry, Robert Kuhn, Jerry Kieschnick, Matthew Harrison. Oh, and let's include the more recent imperfect saints, pastors Otto Frinke and Richard Schlecht, and those who followed them. For all of our failures, sins, warts, the one thing we have passed on is the magnificent, amazing gospel of the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who, through all and whatever has gone before, says, "Fear not. Do not be afraid." We are bidden not to fear. For what else threatens but death? And death has been overcome. The reign of death is ended. This is Easter. This is the Feast of Victory. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our crucified, risen, living, reigning Lord. So let's run from here, not in fear, but in wonder and praise. Having been born again by water and the Spirit, having received the living waters of faith, having received that beatific vision of a heavenly eternity, having been promised our own resurrection, having accompanied our Lord through the great and holy week, the joy of palms, the wonder of receiving his body and blood, then the cruel cross, the cold tomb, the 3 days. But now, he lives and reigns to all eternity. With this faith and joy comes what Luther called little crosses, though they may not seem so little at times. Our Easter triumph transforms our sufferings into endurance, character, and hope. Not fear, but hope that does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So fear not, but rejoice. The reign of death is ended. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.